We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Evan and Tiki on this fine Tuesday in New York City. On the day where the tag deadline is coming in about 3 minutes, and we already know the Giants' future in terms of who they're tagging and who they're not tagging, Saquon Barkley will not be handed the franchise tag, and neither will Xavier McKinney, who is more rumored possibly for the transition tag. They're not giving him that tag. That's the latest report. So the Giants are going to allow both McKinney and Barkley to hit true free agency. Now, very important, because I want your opinion on this. Because when I heard this morning, I got deeply concerned. And I admit that as someone that doesn't watch a lot of college football, this is my time of year in which I educate myself on the young quarterbacks.
Yep.
Read about them, I watch them, and I form my own opinions on them. Jaden Daniels is a guy that is damn impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I have no quibbles about his ability on the field or even his leadership off the field. He did something really cool at the combine that was impressive, which is he wanted more attention on his teammates. So he did not work out because he wanted his teammates to get that attention. So I think Jaden Daniels comes across like a potential hell of a player and a potential hell of a leader. But, this was a little scary. And I want Giant fans to listen carefully. There are reports, and take it with a grain of salt, they're just reports, that people within Jaden Daniels' camp does not want him to be drafted by the New England Patriots. Now, on the surface, I hear that and say, that's my guy. I love that. Like, my first reaction as a Jet fan is, that's fantastic. And by the way, I want to congratulate the New York Mets. They just whipped the Yankees' ass in a spring training game. One for the good guys, zero for the losers. Put that finger in the air up. One for us, zero for you. Sorry about that, Sean.
Right.
Sorry about that, Tiki. Now, back to what matters. Jaden Daniels reportedly doesn't want to be drafted by the Patriots. The reason why... climate related. Now, Jaden Daniels, he's from California. Jaden Daniels went to LSU. And he also went, where else did he go? Didn't he go to another school? I think he transferred to LSU.
Yeah, I feel like he did transfer from another, Arizona State.
Right. That's right. So he has been a warm weather quarterback. Now, that doesn't mean that Jaden Daniels can't play in the cold weather.
Nope.
Like, I would not sit here and look at where he's from and look at the schools he played at and say, that guy can't play in warm weather. I'm not suggesting that. But what worries me, Teague, is if that's true, that there are people in his camp who say, I don't want the Patriots. What?
Oh, this reporter, he came out as fake, and Jaden Daniels tweeted about it last night.
Oh, it's not true? Great news. No. You should draft Jaden Daniels.
I was just waiting.
I had no idea this is where you're going.
Is that why you were smiling at me?
Yes.
You should have slapped me across the face.
So Phil Perry, who's a Boston sports reporter.
By the way, I want to make this clear. It has been 9 months since I've been fooled by a fake tweet, so that streak is over?
I don't think it's a fake tweet.
To be fair.
I think Phil Perry thinks that this is true. This sounds like... someone telling Phil Perry something that he runs with one, hey, let's start impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden.
Oh, don't get political.
So, more background on this.
It was one guy.
Don't do this.
I'm just telling you, it's one guy. And so Jaden Daniels subtweeted it and put a cap.
And there's been a lot of responses. I guess this has become an MO for Phil Perry in New England that he's kind of like the, I'm just going to throw stuff against the wall and I'm never right, guy.
Right.
Oh, so he's like Manish Mehta?
Yeah.
Like, this sounds so, like, generic. It's asinine.
It came from the real account, so it's not that kind of fake tweet, but yeah.
No.
So I have not been fooled by a fake tweet.
There's no specific intel that tells you that this tweet is true.
But accurate. But Jaden Daniels himself says BS.
Yes.
I love the cold weather.
He didn't say anything. He just put a cap.
Cap.
Well, cap means lie.
Yes. So, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like cold weather.
Yeah, I still kind of think he doesn't like the cold weather.
But
why would you admit that you do?
You can't take this account and be like, and hear it and say, he's weak. This guy is soft.
Are there players that don't want to play in the cold weather?
I'm sure there are, but...
Are there quarterbacks that don't want to play in the cold weather?
Money talks, right? The opportunity to play this great game talks, and it's a month. It's a month maybe you're playing in bad weather.
Oh, because of the... I don't know if I would say a month.
I mean, it's chilly.
Yeah,
but there's a month of like horrendous weather in, say, Buffalo or New England or Chicago.
I think it's more like 2 months, but fair enough. It's not the entire season. When you start the season playing at MetLife Stadium or at Gillette, you get those first 7 or 8 weeks where it's not horrible weather.
Oh, it's great. It's not sweltering either.
Well, I'll tell you this. I like everything I've seen about Jaden Daniels. That was the one thing that concerned me. So if it's not true, that's great.
Yes.
But you want guys that can play in the conditions when you play in New York, New Jersey.
The reason this is an interesting thought, because once you get in the postseason, the likelihood of playing in a bad weather city is pretty high.
Of course.
And so the last thing you want is someone who's soft to weather.
Absolutely.
And so I get why this is a story, but it's not real.
Well, it's not real if it's not real.
Yeah.
You know, Jaden Daniels, anybody who's accused of not wanting to play in the cold weather, especially before they're drafted, would not want that to be out there.
Right. In fact, one of his representatives, he's at EAG Sports Management, Denise White, she responded to this and says, "Your rumors are wrong. So now we post rumors and not substantiated facts. Jaden's camp will be happy to play wherever he lands and is excited for him to be a part of the NFL. Let's get this right."
Oh, wow. Doesn't mean, by the way, that's not the case.
Come to the publicist next time if you aren't sure.
But you know that. But also, it doesn't mean it's the case.
I know, but still.
I'm not saying I believe it.
I just love how these things take their own life on social media. Well, and it becomes like this evolving conversation, not involving the principles.
Right.
It's so ridiculous. Well, this is one of the reasons why I hate social media.
No, I want things that are true.
Mm-hmm.
So as someone who's a football fan too, I'm going to react to what I hear, but you also want to react to things that are true, because reacting to things that aren't true is a waste of time.
What's the quote? Believe nothing that you read and half of what you hear?
Well, I think it was a Stone Cold Steve Austin line. Right. It was DTA, don't trust anybody.
Right. Well, that was his line. But still, I'm talking, this is a deeper... Older.
You want to go deeper than Stone Cold Steve Austin? Go ahead.
When it comes to sports, I guess we don't need to. It's all BS anyways.
All right, so here's what we've learned. Jaden Daniels is not afraid of the cold weather. Trade up to 3 and go make it happen. I just love the idea of him not wanting to go to New England. But apparently...
I mean, if they would have just left it at that, it would have been fine.
Yeah, no, not really. Though,
right,
because
just leave the weather part out of it. It's like, oh, cool, that's great.
No, but here's the problem with that. If a player doesn't want to go to a certain place, unless it's painfully obvious, like they're a dysfunctional franchise, like right now I think the Carolina Panthers fit as that.
Well, Eli didn't want to go to San Diego, then San Diego Chargers. Right,
which by the way, I remember at the time finding weird. Like, okay, well, why? The follow-up to a person not wanting to go somewhere is why. You want to know why. When John Elway didn't want to go to Baltimore, there was a why connected to it that made a lot of sense. He looked at the franchise. He looked at their future. By the way, they ended up moving and said, I don't want to go there. Now, in Eli's case, he wanted the fame of New York City, which I think as a New Yorker, I look at the opposite and say, that's a man right there. That's a guy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Guy who says, give it to me all. Right. I want the pressures in New York, because the pressures in New York are far different than the pressures of San Diego. So if there was a story that Jaden Daniels didn't want to go to New England and it was just left at that, my point to you is our follow-up would be why? You know, the Patriots, I know they are an evolving franchise now with a brand new head coach and it's basically a whole new regime, but naturally you'd say, well, why the hell wouldn't you want to go there? And then you look for the answer.
Yeah.
And if the answer is weather, which apparently it's not, that would worry all of us.
It's such a fickle reason.
It is a fickle reason.
It's football. You've been playing football since you were kids.
Yeah, but if you're playing football as a kid and it's only in warm weather, you may not want to play in 6 inches of snow.
But at some point, he's had to have played in bad weather. That's my point.
Yeah.
It's not that you lived in it. You existed in it. You're there for a decade of your career or more, whatever it may be, especially if you're a franchise quarterback. But still, it's... Like, it's a business. There's not a lot of jobs. If someone's going to offer you one, the last thing you're going to do is turn it down.
Well, you're not turning it down, but what we've seen, and it's rare, what we've seen are guys use their power to
the
push
power?
Where they
so
want to go.
What's the power? I don't understand what the power is.
What's the power?
What power does Jaden Daniels have?
What power did Eli Manning have?
The Manning name.
Right, but ultimately, what was he going to do if the Chargers said, screw you, we're going to draft you? What would have happened?
He would have not signed.
It
was the old system.
You think he just would have not played football? And the Chargers said, fine, okay. Just
maybe.
Eventually, he would have cracked, right?
It was the old system where the young drafted player had the power.
Right. But ultimately...
And then it changed.
But they had the power to do what? To sit out.
Yes.
But eventually, you're going to want to play football.
Of course.
So ultimately, the Chargers decided, we don't even want to deal with any kind of standoff. Let's just get it done. So what could a player do now under these different circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
They could basically say, I'm not going to be happy there. And then guys would say, as my book falls, why would you want to draft a guy that doesn't want to be here? He's not going to be committed. And it leads to not the exact same thing as 20 years ago,
yeah, but
it leads you in a direction of, screw it, let's just go draft someone else.
But the challenge with that that thought process is that now you basically have free agency for college kids.
Right.
Like if that were to become commonplace, so if one guy does it and then now... And in a different type of system. Like, kids are different now, let's face it. Come out of college, they're different. Their expectations are different. Hell, there's a thought. I mean, what was a report I saw yesterday that the top two quarterbacks in this draft were averaging $12 million a year last year?
Based on NILs?
Based on NILs.
Like, that's crazy. So
what are we talking about?
Yeah.
They're kind of in base salary taking a pay cut to come to the NFL.
Right.
So what the hell are we even talking about?
Yeah.
So if you're going to dictate where you want to go, then forget the draft. Let's do it completely away with it and have college free agency and let the negotiations be wide open, free for all.
Hmm.
That's basically what it's going to come down to.
Kind of thinking about that for a second. You know why it's not crazy? So back in the old days, baseball didn't have a draft and it was unfair, right?
Right.
The Yankees ended up with everybody.
Of course.
Why in the NFL?
Well, because the NFL is a salary cap.
Exactly. That's why in today's NFL, when you say that, just screw the draft. Let's just have free agency.
Yeah, you can still only sign so many guys.
Exactly. Like it's not like you could just sign every great player.
No.
Let's get back to your calls. Pete's in Union Beach. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
What's up? All's good, Pete.
Good, man. What's up?
All right. I'm tired of hearing about this on the radio from friends about Daniel Jones. Listen. I am an Eagles fan. I completely dislike the Giants. I understand they're a mess. Daniel Jones seems like a competent, nice, young guy with ability. But how many chances is this guy going to get? It's been 5 years. It's been 60 games, 22 wins. I get it, has not had a good offensive line and not great receivers and all that stuff. But is he the only quarterback in the history of the NFL to not have those things? Joe Burrow has no line and makes it to the Super Bowl. I'm an Eagles fan. I watched Donovan McNabb throw to Todd Pinkston and James Thrash and Freddie Mitchell. And, like, how many excuses are going to be made for this guy?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're not wrong, but the excuse is real. The offensive line has been bad. And, yeah, I know Joe Burrow doesn't have a great offensive line either, but he's got Ja'Marr Chase. And so there's just and T. Higgins. And who was the other wide receiver? They have three guys and a pretty good running back and Tyler Boyd. That's right, and a pretty good running back and Joe Mixon. And there's talent in Cincinnati.
Daniel Jones is not Joe Burrow, though.
Of course he's not. Joe Burrow is one of the great college quarterbacks we've seen.
That's the overall point. And I understand the frustration of our last caller.
He's also
as an
not
Eagle
paid
fan.
Anywhere like Joe Burrow.
No, no one's
not
saying
even,
he is.
Not even close.
He was also not the number one overall pick. I get all that. I think we have to unconfuse ourselves. We already know what Daniel Jones is.
Yeah.
I hate this.
And he got paid a contract that's commensurate to exactly what he is.
100%. He's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. To me, that's not the issue. The issue is he can't stay on the field. And when you have a middle-of-the-road quarterback, which is what he is, who can't stay on the field, eventually you come to the point of, hey, I probably should move on. That's where we are. So if we're still having the debate of just give him an offensive line, just give him all these receivers, to me that's not the debate anymore. Yeah, if you gave him a good offensive line and a lot of good receivers, he'd be damn good. But my follow-up to that is he playing or is he hurt? Is he playing or is he hurt?
Right.
And to me, that's where we are
and
with
that
Daniel
answer,
Jones.
That answer is not easy to answer. Like, you don't know if he's going to go through the season and be healthy.
No. To me, when I say they should move on from Daniel Jones, I'll make this crystal clear.
If they're done with him, that's probably why.
Well, that's why I'm done with him. I'm only speaking for myself as a football fan.
You don't even care.
No, I do care. I'm passionate about it, even if I'm not a fan of them or a fan of the team. I'm passionate about sports. I have a strong opinion. I'm passionate about what the Orioles are doing with their rotation. I know that may sound crazy, but I do care, even if I'm not an Oriole fan. So, passionately, I can't trust him because he can't stay on the field. That's it. It's not about the offensive line. It's not about giving him better receivers. Like, all that's true. Yes, he'd be better if they had all that. Of course. He can't stay on the field. Let me just address something real quick since we're on TV right now. I have a very, very red beard today. Some may say it's pink. Some may say it's fuchsia.
Mm-hmm.
I want to address why it's that red. Earlier today, obviously the color of my beard is changing every single day in honor of an agreement to get out of this Pete Alonso beard, which is I color it every day for 3 weeks. Then I shave half of it off, go to opening day, and then I can get rid of my beard. Today was supposed to be a Yankee beard. I was supposed to have a white beard with black Yankee pinstripes. And as Sean Morash and Tommy Lugauer and Anthony Gallo in the back as my witness, I attempted to do that. Earlier today, I attempted to make a Yankee pinstripe beard. It did not come out well. How would you describe how it looks, Sean?
Borderline, I'm sorry, you looked like somebody who would be homeless outside.
I looked like somebody that would be homeless.
He looked like he went in the bathroom with Tony Montana.
Yeah, like there was just...
a lot of white.
I don't know. It was not... It didn't even look like coloring. It looked like you hadn't washed in a week.
It did not work. It didn't work. It looked like I just had...
That actually would have been okay.
No, it was bad. And it was as grumpy as we've seen, Evan, that it was a failure of a beard.
Yeah, I have a picture of it, and I'll post it out on social media. But honestly, it ain't that entertaining. Like, it's just... It literally looks like I got just spots of white all over my beard. And then...
In your face?
Yeah, yes. Yes. No, yes. That's fine. I'm not disagreeing with you. And then there's like black gray that got it didn't work. Like I tried,
you know,
it didn't
what?
Work.
You had Pigeon Lady from Home Alone 2 vibes.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. So when it didn't work, and I was annoyed about it, like Sean's right, I was in a bad mood. I had to go back in the bathroom, wipe all this crap off. I even used my shirt at the time to clean it off. I had to beg for a free shirt from one of our coworkers, because I was shirtless. Like, literally, I didn't have a shirt. I was wearing this Brooklyn Nets zippy without a shirt underneath. Whatever it's called, a zippy, a zipper, whatever. Cleaned it all off, and then I go to the guys and say, look, I know I got to fulfill this. What color do you want? So they decided to go with this fuchsia pink red, and that's why I'm very red today in day number two of, you know, whatever the hell you want to call this.
I also have a problem with this one.
You have a problem with this one? What the hell's the problem?
Your beard is already red.
Yeah,
so it looks like you just did a Just for Men and made it real red.
That's not true.
No. I'm just telling you, that's what it feels like.
Because it's not red, it's
especially
like pink, dude.
On TV. It's not coming through on TV.
I said, why? Can you do a close-up real quick? I completely disagree with you. It looks like I got pink all over my face.
When I look at you, it does, but it's not embarrassing enough red.
Ah,
it's like it's your natural red just highlighted a little.
Oh, come on. Look at it. SNY has a close-up. That is not red. That's pink.
This is where we get lost in the minutia. When we say somebody has red hair like Evan, is their hair ever really red? It's more orange. But yet we call it red hair.
Yes.
The idea behind this was we're going to Sixers Nets. We wanted to give him some Sixer red on the look.
Oh, I see.
So, but that is clearly, you know, when his hair is red, it's really orange. But this is real red.
Yeah.
It's like when Andy Pettit's Andy Pettit, he's Ron Guidry.
And the worst part of that is,
you're funny.
The paint that I'm using or whatever the hell I'm using is like around my lips. So it looks like I'm wearing lipstick. It really does.
Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
No,
we've all been there.
I'm just saying, it looks like I'm wearing lipstick. So I think you guys got the last laugh today. I look like a fool. And meanwhile, we're going to the Brooklyn Nets game tonight, which means I got to walk through Brooklyn.
The Nets still in the league.
You're going to be in a suite.
What was that?
You're going to be in a suite.
We are going to be in a suite with a lucky auction winner from the Hungerthon bidding. But I still got to walk through Brooklyn and get into the arena.
Yeah, but walking through Brooklyn, you'll fit right in.
Someone's going to try to buy weed off you.
All I know is the Yankee pinstripe attempt did not work. It was a miserable, miserable failure.
We tried.
Yes, we did. I did. I mean, I wasn't looking forward to it, but I certainly tried. My oldest son has a request.
What's his?
He says, ask Tiki.
Yes.
One day he wants half my face orange and half of my beard blue. He wants the Met colors half and half.
Oh, I thought he was doing UVA. My bad.
He was not doing UVA.
I don't know. You just said, hey, he asked me.
I'm just saying. Let's go to Zach on Long Island. What's going on, Zach?
What's up, Zach?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling to add on to the caller-on-caller crime on Al. I'm tag-teaming here with Kyrie. Nice. I don't know what this guy is saying. I don't know what this guy is thinking. That is so disrespectful. The main reason I was kind of thinking that...
By the
so
way, real quick, Zach, I just want to reset for anyone just tuning in. Zach has upset a caller earlier, Al, called up to rip Saquon Barkley, and in doing so referred to him as Saquon Barkley. And it was very disrespectful towards Saquon Barkley. Now, go ahead. Continue, Zach. I apologize.
So disrespectful. Honestly, I don't know if this guy is just an emotional, shameful Giants fan, or he's just a Jet fan, which, you know what? He's probably emotional and shameful himself anyway.
Yeah.
But honestly, the reason I'm saying this is, you know, Saquon's getting a lot of, you know, flack for quote-unquote underperforming, even though he's been great doing what he's doing. I can only imagine the defensive schemes and the game plans that go on against the Giants. It's literally just watch Saquon. If it's a play action, bite on it because they give it to Saquon. If they don't give it to Saquon, who gives a crap? What are they gonna do?
I mean, you're not wrong to an extent, Zach, because the Giants are one of the worst teams at pushing the ball downfield. They just don't do it. And so even if you do bite on a run fake, you're kind of in the air for the underneath stuff that they're doing anyways. And so it creates Saquon as the focal point, and he has been the focal point. But I think the bigger issue with Saquon, and we talked about this earlier, is he wants to be respected. He's not going to get it from the Giants. He might not even get it in free agency. But it just feels like by saying, we're not franchising you, we're not exclusively willing to negotiate with you, that he's going to be elsewhere.
Yeah.
Someone else is going to value his potential more than the Giants do, who've seen it for seven years.
The other thing is, and maybe this is a bias towards being in New York and watching Saquon all the time, and we do have biases as much as we try to fight it. I look at the other free agent running backs, and I see Derrick Henry, who's 31. A Hall of Famer, but he's 31 years old or 30 years old. Nice. I see DeAndre Swift. I see Tony Pollard. I see Austin Eckler. I see a cavalcade of good running backs. And I put myself in the shoes as an IFO, an independent football observer. If I am the Texans and I say to myself, I like Devin Singletary, but I really want to give CJ a weapon. I want to give him a game-changing weapon that takes me to the next level. I look at all those names. I factor in age. I factor in health. I factor in what they've done. But I also factor in potential. To me, the guy I'd be most excited about adding is Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, of course.
And I get the risks that are involved, and that's why ultimately I think he's gone, because I think a team's going to agree with me and say, that's the guy I want, and I'm willing to pay him a considerable amount of money that's more so than the Giants are willing.
No, you're right. And I think the bigger issue with the Giants, and this is why the franchise tag didn't make sense. We also talked about this. If they tag him, they can't use that $12 million to sign anybody else. And so I think Joe Shane is looking at this from a big picture, whereas we're focusing granularly on a couple of players. Because obviously Saquon's is the biggest talking point, but Xavier McKinney is also now not being tagged, transition or otherwise. The transition tag, for those that don't know, if the Giants simply have the right of first refusal. And so if they say no to an offer that he gets, then he goes to that other place, and they can't use the transition tag again until that new contract is over. So if he signed a 6-year contract, the Giants couldn't use the transition tag for 6 years.
Mm.
That's why. So they decided not to do that. So both Saquon and Xavier McKinney, the two most, sought after, I guess is the way to best put it, Giant free agents are not exclusively negotiating with the Giants.
And they're both probably gone. Maybe. If we had to make a prediction on March 5th, I think they're both gone. That's my prediction. You want to make a prediction?
I think Xavier has a higher likelihood of staying here.
I agree, but that wasn't my question.
Right. I think Xavier's here.
Xavier's here.
I think he stays.
And where's Saquon?
Baltimore, Houston, somewhere else.
You know what? I commend you. About, I'd say it was like 3 months ago, I put us all on the spot, and I said, where will Saquon be next year? And both, I think Loogie and I said he was gone. I definitely said he was going to the Texans. Mm-hmm. I think you said he was gone, too. And Sean said he's staying, right. And you said he was right. staying. And I've waffled just, over the months. Like that, the last week, I thought he was staying because I saw the franchise right. tag number go up and figured, oh, I'm going to be wrong because they're going to tag him.
And Joe Shane even said it.
Well, then it was like, on the table.
Well, no, he even said, yeah, we're going to go have conversations and try to get a deal done.
Right, right, right.
I mean, he explicitly said it.
But you have moved off of the idea of Saquon being a Giant for life.
There is no indication that there is productive talks going on.
No, I agree with you.
At all.
Speaking of Saquon, our SNY Fan Choice poll is sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. It's a very simple question. Will Saquon Barkley be a New York Giant in 2024, yes or no? To cast your vote on the SNY Fan Choice poll, visit sny.tv/vote. We'll get right back to your calls at 877-337-6666 and the impact on both the Mets and the Yankees because of the latest setback for Justin Verlander.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Busy day today. Football offseason is really hitting us strong. We got free agents beginning next week. NHL trade deadline's coming up on Friday. We'll keep an eye on that. But there was some baseball news of significance to both the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. Justin Verlander is going to start the year on the injured list. He didn't have a setback in terms of his injury. He had a setback in terms of time is just running out.
Justin Verlander.
So unfortunately, he's going to start the year on the injured list. It's good news for the Yankees because they open up the season in Houston. So unless you're just a fan of great pitching matchups the way I am, mm-hmm. you may be disappointed that we're not getting Gerrit Cole against Justin Verlander. Instead, we'll get Gerrit Cole against Framber Valdez in all likelihood, which is fine.
But Houston, they have a problem.
So I think from a Yankee fan perspective, it's much smaller potatoes. It's, hey, right out the gate, we don't see Justin Verlander. Long term, it doesn't really do anything that negative for him because I think if you're the Houston Astros, you got to play the long game with him.
Yeah.
He's 41 years old. You want to make sure that he's good and ready to pitch when the games matter, and the Houston Astros, to their credit, are a playoff team every single season. So for them, I would be taking very, very slow with Justin Verlander.
Justin Verlander.
Why it impacts the Mets is very, very important. Justin Verlander has an option for next season. It vests if he throws 140 innings. Now, just to pop perspective on this, last year, Verlander missed the first month of the year.
Yep.
He still threw more than 140 innings. In fact, in every year of Verlander's career as, you know, a healthy full-time starting pitcher,
right.
besides one, Verlander has eclipsed 140 innings. So understand this is like an uphill battle, but if he doesn't get to 140 innings, the New York Mets won't have to pay the portion of next year's salary, which is $17.5 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's a not a huge number, but it is. It's a number.
It's a no. Right. It's a number, and numbers add up.
Right.
So next year, when the Mets, in theory, are clear of certain contracts, hopefully Justin Verlander being one of them.
Justin Verlander.
That gives the Mets more wiggle room to be aggressive in adding free agents. If they have to pay Justin Verlander $17.5 million, I'm not telling you that's keeping them from keeping Pete mm-hmm. or going after Soto or going after Burns, but it may keep them from something. Because it's still $17.5 million.
Yeah.
So I don't want to root for an injury, but I certainly don't want Justin Verlander throwing 140 innings.
Justin Verlander.
So how you take those two things and make it copacetic, I'm not sure. But I don't want him throwing 140 innings because it's good for the Mets. And for Yankee fans, you don't see him on opening day.
Yeah, good for Justin Verlander. You're doing the same thing down there that you did here.
Except here, it's going to cost you. Except here, it kind of screwed the season up. In Houston, in theory, it won't screw the season up. In fact, if the Mets were the Astros, and they sort of were last year until mm-hmm. things went hell, and I remember saying this a year ago, I would, and I said this arrogantly, I shouldn't have, I would take it very easy with Justin Verlander right. and Max Scherzer.
What did you say last year?
I said, take it easy with Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer.
Right. I mean, you should have. They're old.
Yeah, but then the team sucked, and they needed them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the position you put yourself in. Like, the Astros, in theory, right. shouldn't need Justin Verlander. They're going to win 95 games in their sleep.
Unless they get underperformance from all the guys that they expect to get performances from.
But no, absolutely. Right. Oh, everything goes wrong.
And honestly, that's what happened with the Mets. Everything went wrong, not just with the pitching rotation, but with the guys you expected to be really good.
Yeah, they were in a position where they needed those guys. So keep an eye on that if you're a Met fan, and if you say to yourself, it doesn't matter, Evan, Steve Cohen has all the money in the world, He may have all the money in the world, but there always comes a point where you stop. There always comes a point where you say, I may have all the money in the world, but I'm not going to do that. I mean, think about the position they're in right now. Like, why haven't the Mets added anybody else? Is it possible that because they're paying a 110% Steve Cohen tax, even Steve Cohen himself is saying, hey, maybe I like Jordan Montgomery, but maybe I don't want to pay him 110% of his earnings in this upcoming season?
Yeah, but I think it's also this is the Scott Boras season of opt-out deals. That's what it feels like, right? Scott Boras with Chapman, we just did, and Cody Bellinger. It's all opt-out deals. Guy plays a season, big and numbers, it is what it is, but he can opt out.
Right.
So if you're the Mets, and forget the Blake Snell, because I agree with you, because he took the qualifying offer, it's not worth the additional assets that you got to give up, even
not
if
worth
it's minimal. It's still something you got to get up for a guy who likely also might opt out.
Right.
But if, let's say, Jordan Montgomery signs a one-year or a three-year deal with an opt-out after 1 year, what are you getting from it?
I'm getting 1 year where I'm better.
Right. 1 year where you're better.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's not what the plan is.
Okay, well, I disagree with that.
I feel like David Stearns has a plan on evaluating, not let's try to win the World Series this year. That's not what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are, and that's why they haven't signed Pete. It's let's look at what this team is. Let's evaluate it. We'll try to win, but we're not, you know, throwing all the chips in the center of the table and spending all of our money at 110% of whatever the contract is to try to win.
Right.
And so the Jordan Montgomery idea is interesting, but it doesn't make financial sense for where the Mets are.
Make financial sense. I can't disagree with, because 110% tax is a crazy amount of money.
Yes.
But as a baseball fan, and as a guy who had my season tickets raised, and as a guy who believes that Steve Cohen has a myriad of dollars to spend.
But that wasn't David Stearns' deal.
He
didn't raise the ticket prices.
No,
the ticket prices got raised. He can't run this business, and that's a task that's been handed to him, worrying about the ticket price raise and what impact
but that's not
that
what
has
I'm saying.
On,
here's,
on the fans.
That's not what I'm... What I am simply saying is, I am with the Mets on not doing things that hurt you in the future. I agree with that. That's why I'd argue against anyone who suggested they should sign Matt Chapman or Cody Bellinger or Blake Snell. Respectfully, I think they were wrong. Okay? I'm on that side, because that would hurt them in the future based on what they'd have to give up to a guy who turned down the qualifying offer. What I don't agree with is not signing someone based on the cost being crazy because of the tax. Because you can't ask me, and you can't ask any Met fan, to make a decision based on just a lot of money.
Right.
We're not going to think that way.
But I don't even think it's also, I'm talking about with Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah.
Blake
specifically him. Jordan Montgomery is a completely different animal.
With Jordan Montgomery, the tax is one thing. It's the idea that you're only going to have him for a year.
I'm okay with that.
But why?
Because it gives me a better chance to win right now. And then
win
if he opts out.
Win what?
Win more games. Win more games.
And what does that do for you?
Maybe you win 89 games instead of 84 and you're in the postseason. What does that mean? That means you're in the playoffs. And what happens in the playoffs? I don't know. Something crazy.
I mean,
what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Look, the division is rough.
Okay.
We know this.
Yeah.
Phillies and obviously the Braves. The division is rough. But the wild card, before the season, before a pitch has been thrown, a real pitch has been thrown, it feels like the Mets are in solid position, assuming McNeil and Nimmo and Pete Alonso and Lindor and all these guys, maybe one of these young kids does something. They're in position to be a wild card team right now.
So if you agree with that, why wouldn't you go after Montgomery? Now maybe you win four more games.
Because you're not good enough to be better than the Braves. You're not good enough to be better than maybe
that's
maybe
fine. That doesn't
Phillies.
Mean you don't
not,
try, though.
You're definitely not good enough to be better than the
you
Dodgers.
You don't have to be.
Were
the Diamondbacks better than the Dodgers last year?
So you get to the postseason,
yeah.
And then what happens?
You shock the world like Arizona did. You shock the world like Philadelphia did.
Okay.
What's wrong with that? Why is that bad, what I'm saying?
I just think it's a...
Why is that
it's
bad?
It's a pipe dream plan. It sounds good, but the reality of it happening year over year over year, a team that's 82, 85 to 88 wins is going to get to the World Series just because we've seen it the last couple of years.
It's going to happen more than you think.
You don't build a plan on that.
No, I'm at this
and
isn't
you
a plan.
Don't sign a player who, in addition to being 110% on your CBT, he's also going to opt out.
Why?
And
what do I lose out of that? Like, we just fundamentally disagree.
The idea to build long-term.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt me from building long-term. How does it hurt me? Why? Because Christian Scott's not going to get called up earlier? I mean, give me a break. There'll be plenty of rotation opportunities for Mike Vassell and Christian Scott. I just disagree with that. I disagree with the Mets if that's their thinking, and I disagree with you. If I could get Jordan Montgomery on a one-year deal, and he's going to opt out after 1 year, the only negative is money. And all I'm saying about it is you can tell me, Evan, it's unreasonable to ask Steve Cohen to pay that kind of tax. I'm telling you, as a fan, I don't want to hear it. As a fan, no one wants to hear it.
Right.
The only thing we're willing to hear are the baseball reasons why a move doesn't make sense. Well, I don't want Blake Snell because from a baseball standpoint, it doesn't make sense based on what you will lose in the future.
Yeah,
if they were lucky enough to get Jordan Montgomery on a pillow contract, I would sign up for it, and your reasons for why they shouldn't. And by the way, it doesn't surprise me if the Mets think the exact same damn thing. Well, guess what? I think they're wrong, too.
But when you say pillow contract, it's much more than a pillow contract.
Why?
Because of what it means from a tax standpoint.
That's a lot of money.
Of course it is.
But you can't tell me that I should care about that.
And then you also can't plan for your future.
Why does it affect their future? How does it affect their future?
Because Jordan Montgomery is not a 35-year-old starting pitcher. He's not Justin Verlander. Let's milk this cow for as long as it's got milk in those udders. That's not what we're talking about.
Okay, I get him for 1 year. If I like him, I re-sign him.
But
why lose him if it doesn't work out?
Why not just bring up Mike Vassell?
Let's bring up Mike Vassell.
No. If I like him, we'll keep him. We'll just send him back down. At no cost.
Because Mike Vassell will get his opportunity anyway. Because Christian Scott will get his opportunity anyway. Jordan Montgomery being on this rotation makes the Mets better. Now, you can minimize what that turns into. You all can. But they're better. You know they're better. Sean knows they're better. So why would I be against that?
So while I agree with that, but why are we not also looking at this side of things?
Go ahead.
There's a reason Jordan Montgomery has not hit his big payday like he thought he was going to get hit. What if what we just saw with Texas down the stretch is the best Jordan Montgomery ever will be? And he's been a workhorse. He's pitched a lot of innings. You've brought this up with getting rid of Gerrit Cole early. You know, you're 2 months into this contract, and there goes Jordan Montgomery down with a big injury. Now he's not so quick to opt out after that year one.
Right.
And you're stiffed with the tax and stuck with a bad contract, and you've signed a guy that now has become injury prone and has already pitched his best baseball.
That's a great point.
There are risks with anyone you sign. And you're 100% right that Jordan Montgomery could come here and he could struggle. And let's say it's a 3-year deal and he doesn't opt out. That's a risk that comes with business. In my opinion, as a baseball fan, I don't think we've seen the best yet of him. I don't. I think Jordan Montgomery is getting better and better. No offense, as soon as he got away from the Yankees. Like, he's gotten better. He's a different pitcher. He was a different pitcher in St. Louis. He was a different pitcher in Texas. My only point to you, T, you understand this, is I'm not bitching at David Stearns for raising season ticket prices. He had nothing to do with it. Nope. What I'm trying to tell you is when a move in sports isn't made simply because of financial cost that has no impact on any other aspect of building your team, it's tough for me or anyone else to give a rat's ass. Does that make sense? When it's just a tax. Now, when there's draft picks, it's a different story. I get it. That's why I don't want Blake Snell. But if you're telling me, come on, Evan, $30 million and now it's 65 because of the tax, that's too much. I'd look at you and say, yes, that's really expensive. Now, again, tell me why that should bother me. I have a billionaire owner.
Yeah, because it's a billionaire's money that you're trying to spend. And you're saying it's nothing.
I'm not saying it's nothing. I'm saying it doesn't impact me in that way.
Of course it doesn't, because it's not your money.
It sort of is my money. Dropped a few dollars on season tickets. Let's get back to your calls. Michael's in East Brunswick, New Jersey. What's up, Michael?
What's up, guys? Huge fan.
Thank you, man.
So I didn't think I was going to be calling in this year talking about Evan's beard, but here we are. So what I think what needs to happen is, because I agree with Teague, I think it's not showing through the camera for sure. So
right.
I think, yeah, the punishment is a little it's a little different
it's
now.
Light.
So
it's light because he's embarrassed to are the four of us or the three of us.
Exactly. So what I think he needs to do, I think we need to get Evan in a in a chair somewhere in a salon, put the foil in his beard and dye that thing as white blonde as you can go, and then at least you can start with a base of a light color, and then you could do anything you want.
That's a good idea.
That's actually
Michael.
Not a bad idea.
That's actually genius.
How long does that stay when you bleach your hair?
I mean, my wife bleaches her hair, so it's like I'd say, or she dyes it. She doesn't bleach it. I'd say a couple months?
Actually, the more I think about it, it doesn't matter. Because in 3 weeks, this beard is gone. So he can bleach it all day.
It's a good idea, actually, what he's just saying.
It's not a bad. The one thing I disagree
did
with.
Did you miss it, Sean? Like, basically,
no,
base white beard, light beard, so that makes all of the colors look, like, brighter.
People do believe that works. I'm more concerned with you, Tiki.
Why?
There are a lot of people whose wives don't want them admitting on the radio that they dye their hair. Are you in trouble when you get home?
No. I mean, okay. Her eyebrows are brown.
Okay. Okay. I'm just making sure.
That's actually a fair point. Are you sure that your wife's okay with this information?
Yes. Because she posted on social media.
Oh, all right,
getting her hair done.
We're just looking out for you.
Just asking.
Tiki, I'm a team player. My wife dyes her hair, too. She's not a natural blonde.
Right.
And I have no problem saying that.
No, but does she have a problem with you saying that?
I don't care if she has a problem.
How many natural blondes are there?
None. Up here in the Northeast, zero. The first time I went down to New Orleans, I'm like, what are these, blondes? And they're actual blondes?
I think you're missing, you guys are missing the point. Now, I'm not suggesting that your wives are pissed off at you. I don't know, okay? They may not be. Sean just brings up a valid point of, are you sure? Now, Loogie just said he doesn't give a rat's ass, so I guess he's out on this.
My wife.
Are you sure that even though it seems obvious to all of us, they may not want that out there?
Go look at my wife's Instagram if you care.
We do.
Right. There you go.
So she posts constantly about bleaching or dyeing her hair?
Yes.
Okay. Then you're fine. Then you're in good shape. I think Sean was just looking out for you. On the other hand, Loogie, maybe in the doghouse.
No,
I don't know.
No, because it's a hair color. It's not. We're not saying she got a nose job or an upper body, lower body job. It's a hair color.
Upper body enhancements.
Right. That I could see being a little bit more sensitive subject.
It's
dyeing
hair.
Your hair. Bro, when we grew up, we all dyed our hair because of Eminem. I dyed my hair blonde when I was in.
I got news for you. I don't even know my wife's natural hair color. I got no idea.
You haven't had hair in 30 years.
I know.
Neither
have I. But would she have a problem with you saying that?
No, she's got more problems with me listed than that.
But you're the one who brought up, and I thought
no,
it was
no, because
kindly.
I heard that be a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it? Don't be spreading my business around town,
is
you know?
It? No, first of all, your wife's not black.
Was that what that was?
Yes. Like, those aren't extensions. That's my natural hair.
But now no, I feel not. Awful. That's not what I meant. I was intimidated.
All our wives have had extensions or weave or whatever. So I don't think we're airing dirty laundry here. And T, has she dyed her hair any other color?
Yes.
So my wife has messed around with a bunch of colors.
She,
so the secret's
she
out.
She actually dyed it brown, and I didn't recognize her.
That's funny. Let's go to Mike in Elmont, New York. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Doing good. My question's for Tiki. It's about the Giants, the quarterback situation. So, you know, Tiki's been saying that they're not really going to draft a quarterback. You're not really sure.
Yeah.
And I kind of think the same thing. I'm not really big into college football, but I do like the Daniels kid, like you guys are talking about, if anybody. But
right.
My real question is, Tiki, do you have any inside information if the Giants are planning for Arch Manning coming over there? Because me and my brother were talking about that.
Right.
Because if we could set it up right, you know, that would be a perfect story.
Arch is not going to be available, or he's not going to be draftable until 2026 because he's the backup. So he's not in this draft.
He was a sophomore this year.
He's redshirt freshman. Right. So he's not in this draft.
Okay.
He won't be in next year's draft because Quinn Ewers is the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn is likely to leave after next year. He's going to be one of the top quarterbacks, him and Shedeur Sanders, in 2025. So Arch will start and play in the 2025 season, which means he'll be eligible because he's 3 years removed from high school in the 2026 season.
Mm-hmm.
Draft, that is. The question is, will one year only, of college football at the University of Texas prepare him to be a top round pick?
Now, if he plays,
his name helps him.
Yeah, if he plays well enough and he's
got
the last name,
I always worry about 1 year quarterbacks.
Well, I get you.
I always worry about 1 year quarterbacks.
Well,
and so what he should do if he's not beating out Quinn Ewers is come out in the 2027 draft,
right,
when he'll be 22.
And the Giants and Jets will both have been through multiple quarterbacks by the time we get there.
He also looked like he was 9 years old when we saw him on the sideline last year. I'm good on him waiting a few years.
I think the reason
he looks really young. He's almost 19.
I think the reason that question is asked, I'm surmising, is that there are many a Giant fan that believes that John Mara is sort of obsessed with the Mannings.
and that Daniel Jones, the connection to Eli Manning, the Manning passing camp, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, same quarterback coach.
Right.
Daniel Jones's head coach was the Manning's.
David Cutcliffe.
Cutcliffe was the Manning's QB coach, personal QB coach.
So there is that thought out there, all right or wrong. You tell us if we're wrong, that John Mara has like this sort of unhealthy, healthy obsession with the Mannings.
I mean,
so I think that's why that question is asked.
Just via genetics, he should be a good, I mean, he was a good quarterback in high school.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen him in, I mean, you watch him in high school. He was playing these like Little Sisters of the Poor.
I know. We need the Giants quarterback situation to be shored up before then, because this entire radio station will be 4 months of callers never watching Arch Manning calling, demanding Arch Manning be the Giant quarterback.
Right. Nah, I get you, man. By the way, Arch Manning made news earlier today.
Did he?
Because Arch Manning is one of the college athletes opting out of being a part of that video game, NCAA football, where you get either, I think you get $800 and you get a video game.
$600.
$600, my apologies.
EA Sports.
EA Sports is returning with the NCAA college video game, and kids can opt in on it where they get the game and the $600 you mentioned, or opt out and they get nothing and then they're not in the game. And so Arch Manning, who hasn't really played in college, would be one of the most playable characters because people have heard of him.
But
he's decided I'm out.
But his reasoning was interesting to me.
What was his reasoning?
He said, I want to focus on playing football instead.
No, you don't have to focus on anything if you're in a video game.
I agree. It didn't make sense to me.
Maybe he doesn't want to be a playable character until he actually, you know, plays. Maybe that's his thinking.
I guess so.
Because he really hasn't played.
And by the way, he doesn't need it. Because, I mean, he's one of those kids that is making money NIL-wise without having played it down.
I get that you don't need the money. But let me ask you this. It's $600.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't have to do anything. Yeah. Like, they literally give you a video game and $600. If they said, hey, everyone at WFAN, you can be in the video game too. Right.
I think,
like, you'll become a playable character. Right, $600. I'd say yes. Why would you say no to that?
I think if you're a Texas fan, University of Texas Longhorn fan, and you're going to play this game, you're going to play with the starting quarterback. So Quinn Ewers has opted in.
All right.
So Quinn Ewers is going to be the starting quarterback on most Texas fans' teams.
Not how about the non-Texas fans who only have heard of Arch Manning and they just want to use him? The Giant fan who plays the video game.
That's what I think Arch Manning is talking about when focusing on football, though.
What?
This game, with how much we watch people play video games on Twitch and everything else now, is going to be huge. Everybody's going to play NCAA football. And if Arch Manning is balling out on video games, it's going to become a story and a buzz, like it translates to real life. Why isn't Arch Manning playing? And Arch Manning, out of respect for not being the starting quarterback, is not even putting himself in the game where that's possible that he could become some sort of distraction.
Or distraction to his team.
Exactly.
Tiggy.
Who are now in the SEC.
Yeah.
Next year.
NCAA calls, and they're like, look, we got this really cool feature in the video game where you can open up hidden characters, and you could be guys from the past.
Mm-hmm.
$600. Tiki Barber can become a playable character for Virginia. That's it, though. No negotiating. Lep could get on the phone all day. They ain't giving you a dime more.
Yeah.
$600, a free video game. Tiki Barber is now a playable character.
Why not?
Yes. That's my point. Like, of course, why not?
No, Tiki, you can't do that because then an hour later, Evan's going to demand we start a league and play at midnight and we all get it.
So speaking of which, I did some research on our MLB The Show league in which all of us will be in it, though we'll have opt-outs. Like if Lugie wants to opt out, Tiki wants to opt out, that's okay. If you don't want to play, you don't want to play. I'm not going to force you to try to have so much fun. But we're going to do it. We're going to do it with listeners. And a lot of listeners are interested. There's already a list of people saying, I want to play. One of the listeners who wants to play told me, Evan, you don't even realize, they have a feature on MLB The Show called Quick Games, where the game moves very, very quickly. Like, it's like boom, 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 boom. Game will be done in 20 minutes. And I was like, you know what? I think that would work for all of you guys that don't want to spend any time playing video games. So that was idea number one. And idea number two, I think, is really going to speak to you. I think you guys are going to love this. Instead of playing at night, because I respect, you know, Lugie wants his whoopee time. I respect that. Sean's got chores he needs to run at 10 o'clock at night. And Tiki just needs to have a lot of relations. That's what he told me. I'm just saying. I think we can do it before shows. We can open up the gates early. Maybe get here a little earlier. Maybe a little 10 a.m. action. Can actually see Boomer and Gio say hello.
Right.
Hey, what's up, Al Dukes?
And play three or four games.
And play a bunch of video games, yes. Mm. So, unfortunately, for those listeners that want to be a part of the league, you probably can't have a job.
because they're going to be playing at 10, 11 a.m. or at noon. Or play while you're at work. Or you have one of those remote jobs where you're just working, quote unquote.
You can just turn on the video and act like you're there.
Exactly. So would you guys agree that after further thought, the idea on this Evan and Tiki MLB The Show League is much more conducive now?
Yes.
That they have given you the opt-out, quick games, and games in the morning.
The only way it makes sense is if we play quick games. Because I'm not sitting there for an hour and a half playing a baseball game.
Because your time is so valuable.
Yeah. I mean, I have kids.
Yeah, but I just offered it in the morning.
I know.
They're going to school.
That's what I'm saying. But it's still got we got a show to do.
Forget the show. Don't worry about that.
My kids don't start school till 10:15, so, you know, I might be better off at night games now.
Would you prefer night games? We could have both.
I don't know.
It's like real baseball. They have day games, they have night games.
I would prefer I didn't even bring up EA Sports, of course.
Opt out then. Okay, no, just opt out. I don't want to hear
play.
Any of
Here's
your
the
bitching.
Thing. I do want to play.
Then don't play. If you want to play, play.
Say how many days a week
don't
are we
want
talking?
To play, don't play. I don't want to. No more bitching.
It's got to be football wise. One day a week.
That's it. You know what? That's it. Let's play one day a week. Does it have to be 4 days a week?
That's fine.
Oh, okay. So you were under the impression like every day this was going to become something.
No. I never said every day. No. You guys jumped to conclusions.
Max two?
2 days a week? Okay.
I don't feel like fighting with him. I fought with him enough today. If we could play at work, I'm in.
Well, that's what I just said.
All right. So I'm answering you.
Okay.
Yes.
We were under the impression, Evan, you were going to make this a week's commitment every week. Right.
It is. We're
every day.
Like a full week of playing every single night?
Treat it like the baseball schedule.
And then he's going to go, I got radical realignment for our league.
Yeah. Oh, you're the Braves. They're playing today. All right. So you got to get on the sticks, man.
Uh-huh. I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun, especially when we play listeners and they talk trash. What's at stake? What's at stake? The cup.
Excuse me?
Yeah. There's an MLB The Show cup that we will hand out. Yeah. Like a trophy. Right.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, you need something more than that? What, you want money?
No. I just figured you have to play for something.
Yeah.
So
We're playing for the Evan and Tiki MLB The Show League cup.
You just made that up, but that's okay. That's fine.
That's good thinking on his feet, though.
Of course I made it up. Like, what do you think? It was already existing? I mean, we're going to have a cup on the line.
When does this start?
I haven't decided. Probably April 1st.
Okay.
We'll go after the real opening. Whenever we get MLB The Show, because you guys go, actually, if we play in here, I guess we only need one version of MLB The Show.
That's why it makes it easier. We have one console. We have one game. We bring it here, and we play. We make it easier for everybody.
Oh, what do you got? You got a Target for this?
A Target for what?
The body game?
You can actually download it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we live in a new world with video games where you actually don't have to buy the game. You could literally download it, and then it's good to go.
You still going to Blockbuster for your movies?
No, but PS4, I have discs. I used to get them at Best Buy. I don't know if they were still doing that.
We'll get back to your calls in a second. Plus, Sean's got a big Cinco de Fivo coming up with a list that will, I'm sure, make us all really, really excited. And we'll get back to the biggest news of the day. Saquon Barkley's played his last game as a New York Giant.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.